It is so lovely to have you here. It means that you have grabbed a snippet of time for you, and that is brilliant. Here at the Ultimate Mums Club podcast, I hope to provide you with a supportive and informative listen. We will be hearing from many different mums, listening to their stories, as well as speaking to experts offering their guidance in those more challenging times. I will also be sharing my journey as a mum and how I juggle being mum alongside running my own business and finding some kind of time to myself. Let's get cracking. Let's talk money and finances. In this episode, I am going to share a little about my situation and how sometimes as a mum I feel this whole subject matter can dominate your life. Hello everyone. So I thought I would begin this podcast episode by just sharing a little bit about my career path to date and my relationship with money, because it has been a bit of a rocky road. I don't always have an amazing relationship with money and finances, and that is quite personal to me. So this is a subject area that I feel is quite a personal one. It's different for everybody. But I think that as a mum, sometimes we struggle because our life changes somewhat without, well, in a blink of an eye. So I left school and I actually worked up in London for a bit for my dad, and that didn't work because we both got made redundant, unfortunately. And then I worked locally for an insurance company. Again, I got made redundant, and I went from there to London again and worked for a printing company, and I left there to go travelling. And I've always wondered, you shouldn't have any regrets, but I've wondered if I'd have gone back to London again, would my situation be different? But I'd always quickly correct myself, because I really, really have enjoyed the jobs I've had since then, and I'll explain more about them shortly. But you never know what's going to happen, do you? And you shouldn't look back. So I do have a little conversation with myself to stop myself from looking backwards in that manner. So when I came back from travelling, I worked in restaurants just to earn a bit of cash before I could find myself a job. I was sort of in my mid-20s at this point. And it wasn't long after, actually, that I met Simon. And I went into the social care sector. So I started my care work, and that's where my job as a carer, doing the work that I have done in more recent years, started. And I wouldn't change that for the world, because I thoroughly enjoyed what I do. But obviously, as a carer, you don't get paid an awful lot of money. So it was from that point on that I sort of made a decision with myself that I could, you know, do a job that I enjoyed, but I might have to have a little part-time job on the side to earn me some extra pocket money to support my hobby and have some kind of life. So some time went on and I actually left the care job that I was in, and I went back into the print industry again, and guess what? Got made redundant sometime afterwards. And Any Little Thing was born not long after then. So each time I sort of had a job that I could probably work up through the ranks and earn reasonably well, or you know, what is considered as a good salary, I was, you know, kind of stopped in my tracks. So I went back into the care industry to a certain extent, and my business was born. And then obviously not long after that, as you know, I explained in my first episode, I fell pregnant with Sebastian. So I've always been a bit of an opportunist. You know, if I have one job that's not earning me quite the salary that I want, then I look for opportunities and business opportunities to sort of run alongside to top up my salary. And obviously when I had Sebastian, that wasn't something that was plausible, because as you know, as a mum, it's a busy job. And I remember in the early stages of having Sebastian, I think Simon said a couple of times, oh, perhaps you could just, you know, go back to working in the restaurants in the evening to earn a bit of extra cash. And I thought, no, I can't do that. You know, Simon is at work all day, and we were having sleepless nights at the time. And I thought, God, I couldn't think of anything worse than them working in a pub as well. I mean, don't get me wrong, people do that, and I salute you if you are that person, because it must be super, super tough. But I just didn't feel like I could do that. So my career path has been sort of, you know, a bit up and down, and I have had some businesses that I've sort of run alongside, some network marketing businesses that have run alongside whatever jobs I've had at the time. But now I have Any Little Thing, that is my baby. And obviously since the pandemic struck, as you know, I have branched out into a different area with my mummy support group and the Ultimate Mums Club Hub, and I thoroughly enjoy what I do. But when it comes to talking about finances and cash flow, I'm not particularly happy to talk about it. And I don't know if that resonates with you at all. I'm sure that it possibly will do. But when you become a mum, it's not that your opportunities are taken away from you. They're certainly not. But it just becomes somewhat more difficult to strive for those things that you ordinarily would have no problem in doing, because you have more time. God, I wish I could say to my younger self, do it now, because when you become a mum, it does become more difficult, doesn't it? But as a result, cash flow isn't always great. And this is something that I find quite difficult to talk to Simon about, not because I can't, but just because from a pride point of view, I don't always feel like I want to. I'm quite independent, and I want to, you know, better myself and improve on my income myself, and I don't want anyone else to help me do that. And as much as I think that's a really, really admirable thing, I don't know, again, if any of you can resonate with that, you also need to remember that sometimes you do need that little extra help, and it's okay to ask for it and be aware of, you know, how the money situation affects you. Because if you're not aware of it, it's like anything. If, you know, weight loss and finding the right nutrition for you and finding the right job for you, you know, you have to have this awareness all the time of how things affect you. So it's okay to not be quite sure, because it means that you're exploring other ideas or things that may help. You're aware of this situation that doesn't quite sit right with you. So not everyone has this, you know, this is just how me and Simon work, but we don't have a joint account. I don't want for anything. He's so good in that respect. But when it comes to sort of spending money on myself, not only do I feel guilty because I don't have an awful lot of spare cash to spend on myself, but I don't always feel comfortable in asking if I can borrow money. So I quite often sort of back myself into a corner and will wait stubbornly until I've got enough money to do what I want, or I wait for Christmas present time or birthday present time. And that's just my personal kind of relationship with it all. Not everybody is like that, but the idea of this podcast is to sort of highlight to you that if you do think along the same lines as me, then it's okay to be like that. You know, it's good to have that inner strength and want to get those things yourself, but equally so, don't stress yourself out too much about it, and try to have or build a better relationship with cash flow, money, finances. And you can do this by quite simply planning and having a look and reviewing what your money in and money out situation is, so that you then know you are in full control of what you can and can't do, what you can and can't afford. I personally feel like money can sometimes be the root of all evil, but it shouldn't be like that, and it doesn't have to be like that. You just have to, as I said, plan and have a look at it a bit closely, more closely, and be, you know, content with asking for help where you need it and not being so stubborn like myself. So everyone handles this situation differently. There's no wrong or right way of doing it. However, it does usually cause some kind of stress somewhere along the line. You know, even if you have got the money, some partners will be like, well, why have you spent this on that? And why are you not spending it on this? And so, it's it's something that I think you have to have great communication on, and you know, have that independence, but not be too sporadic, shall we say. So this episode is just simply here to highlight to you that you're not alone if you do struggle in this area. I've had a couple of people that have reached out to me over the past months that my support groups have been in situ, and a couple of them have said that their other halves have moaned about their cash flow and what's the point in doing these sort of, you know, personal projects or running your own business when they don't earn you an awful lot of money. And I think what's really important to remember here is to think about why we're doing it, why you have that job that may not pay you an awful lot of money but you really enjoy. Perhaps it's because it's flexible and it fits in with mum life. Why are you selling the products that you are? You know, you might not be selling too many, you might not be making hundreds and hundreds of pounds, but why are you doing it? It's because you're doing something for you and it feels good and you enjoy helping others. So I would truly recommend always sort of reviewing why you're doing what you're doing and how you're doing it, because you have to remember that there is more to life than money, and happiness is key. Health and happiness is key. So I just wanted to leave you with this episode with some tips that I feel are key in making this subject matter not so difficult to deal with. And the top one is communication. It is key. So when you are feeling a little bit on edge about your financial situation, things aren't going to plan, perhaps you've lost your job and you're finding it difficult to sort of share that with your partner because you're not sure what the consequences will be, you know, for your family life, you've got to communicate with each other. You've got to say when, you know, you're struggling or things might be difficult. And, you know, you'll be surprised, because at the end of the day, they are there to support you. And even though those few people that have reached out to me, their other halves have been concerned about their new business or their job not earning them an awful lot of money, I do think it comes from the right place. They want you to succeed and they want you to feel, you know, more comfortable in your financial situation. And I think the next tip, some of you may think is a little bit boho, but have you ever read The Secret? If you haven't, then please do read it, because I think tying in with what we've discussed in previous episodes, mindset is such a powerful thing. And I'm not saying that if you read The Secret, then £10, £20, £50 notes are going to fall from the sky. That's certainly not what's going to happen. However, it's all about visualization. And if you are not open-minded about the fact that you deserve more, you deserve to have more in your life, both financially and, you know, from a personal point of view, then it's not going to come to you if you're not open to the idea of receiving it. So the universe is a powerful thing. Don't shut yourself off. You are more than capable of earning more, doing more, accomplishing more. So I would recommend reading that book. And I think there's a film that you can watch as well that is really, really good. It's a good chick flick. So I would truly recommend you had a read of that book. And don't feel guilty, this is my last tip, about spending a bit of money on yourself, treating yourself. I know I said briefly earlier that I sometimes feel a bit guilty about spending money on myself, because you think, oh, I've got to buy a pair of shoes, or I've got to make sure that he's got lunch for the preschool, or he's got a school trip perhaps, or she really wants that handbag for her birthday. You know, we always prioritise other people and we forget about ourselves. So it is important that when you treat yourself, you don't feel guilty about it. Just go for it. You know, as long as you're not being silly stupid with your money and getting yourself in oodles and oodles of debt, you deserve to treat yourself every so often. And when you do, do not feel guilty about it. So this has been another short and sharp episode from myself. And if you do struggle with any of the situations that have been mentioned, you know, around money and that subject area, then please do reach out to me, because my door is always open and I'm happy to help you where I can. I will always listen. So I would love to hear from you if you want to talk to someone about it in more detail. And I'll always point you in the direction of an expert if, you know, that's what we feel is necessary, because I do not have the answers to everything. I wish I did, because then I would be rich. That's it for now, everybody, and I look forward to speaking to you soon. Take care. So that's it for this episode of the Ultimate Mums Club podcast. It would mean the world to me if you would subscribe and rate the show on iTunes or Podbean. I hope that it has helped contribute towards you recharging your batteries and doing something for you. Did you know that the Ultimate Mums Club has its very own exclusive Facebook membership group? It presents you with activities for mum as well as activities for your children to keep them occupied and learning. This will help you in your health, fitness, mental health, well-being and self-care. All the details of how you can join will be in the show notes below. It is important to look after you, so make sure that you do. Bye for now, and see you next time at the Ultimate Mums Club podcast.